What we've seen tonight is that millions of Canadians have chosen a progressive plan. Some have talked about division, but that's not what I see. That's not what I've seen these past weeks across the country.
That's a small part of Trudeau's victory speech from last night. The Liberals are back in power, and we will have all the election news right now. I'm Brianna Sherman, and you're listening to Concordia News. The results are in, and our new government looks very similar to the old one. The Liberals are still in power and still with a minority. Trudeau has gained only one seat from this election so far, but it looks like the NDP will gain several seats. The Bloc has gained two seats, and the Conservatives have lost two. Good news and bad news for the Green Party. The party has won their first ever Ontario seat, but Green leader Annamie Paul came in fourth in her riding. The new federal government looks a lot like the old one, but could Trudeau's re-election make a difference for Montreal? Valerie Plante gave her reaction to the results at City Hall this morning. Margaret of Doviac joins us now from City Hall. So, Margaret, what was Mayor Plante's main message?
Hi. Okay, so Plante's main message was a message of unity and cooperation. She called for the federal parties to work together because since it's a minority government, the parties are going to have to work together in order for bills to get pushed. So she called on all the parties to put the differences aside and work together as one.
Canadians have chosen a minority government, which means they expect MPs to work together and put partisanship aside.
Plante mentioned that she was happy the Liberals won. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes. Okay, so she talked about her positive relationship with the Liberals and how they've worked on many projects together. And she also mentioned that she was glad that the party that won is a party that believes in climate change and gun control. She said that she couldn't see herself working with a party that doesn't even acknowledge that climate change is real.
Plante talked about many issues today. What were the main issues?
The main issues that were tackled by Plante were the environment and gun control. She reaffirmed her commitment to making Montreal greener, and she said multiple times that she was hoping that her government will support her, that Trudeau and his party will support her in her aim to make Montreal greener. And she also said that she really wants to work more on gun control with the federal government because she thinks it's very important.
I will continue to be, you know, speak loud about this because we're taking our own responsibilities, cities are, but we cannot do this alone. And the SPVM cannot do it alone, and the community organizing cannot do it alone. We need some leadership at a higher level to condemn, to ban handguns, to give more penalty.
That's the reaction from Montreal, but how might the election affect the province? Out of 78 ridings, the Bloc Québécois won 34, one more than the Liberals. But it is still a disappointing result for some Quebecers. For more on this story, here's Hannah Sabrin.
While the Bloc won the most seats in Quebec, experts believe this might do the province a disservice. One of these experts is André Lecour, a University of Ottawa professor who specializes in Quebec politics.
I mean, in the short term, of course, it's going to make Quebec-Ottawa relations maybe a little bit more tense because we know that Premier Legault had encouraged Quebecers to not vote Liberal.
Before the election, Liberals were motivated to build a strong Quebec-Ottawa relationship. But Quebec Premier François Legault thwarted those efforts.
Maybe you can expect maybe less deference on the part of the federal government when it comes to requests or demands on the part of the Quebec government.
This morning, leader of the Parti Québécois, Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon, expressed his disappointment with the election results. We had an election that was perfectly useless. It's a failure for François Legault and the CAQ. Plamondon also expressed worry that the provincial government has less influence over Quebec voters. François Legault told people who to vote for, but the people did not listen. It is unclear if Quebec is willing to fully cooperate with Ottawa. This is Hannah Sabourin with Concordia News, NDG.
While the election's results are similar to the ones we saw in 2019, they still inform on what might be ahead for party leaders. Yannick Lepage spoke with political commentator Robert Frank. For him, the Liberals' victory hides potential future challenges.
In Trudeau, he had been hoping for another for a majority government. He's failed to do that. We're poised on the brink of some of the economic fallout from the pandemic that will possibly make the population and the electorate a little bit less happy the next time an election rolls around. And that could make this a very Pyrrhic victory for Trudeau.
Right. If we move on maybe to the Conservatives, they're on track to pretty much the exact same results compared to the last elections. We know that Andrew Scheer lost his position after such results. Is Erin O'Toole's leadership in danger?
It's quite possible. For more than a month, Conservative militants have been telling me that the knives are out for Erin O'Toole. There is a strong social conservative portion of the Conservative Party, which was not very happy with his policies.
The NDP might add one extra seat after gaining 3 points in their share of the votes, compared again to the last election. But we saw nothing close to an orange wave. What's next for party leader Jagmeet Singh?
Well, Jagmeet Singh is still riding strong. They made gains. His positions are remain tenable. The New Democrats are far less likely, perhaps the least likely, save for the Bloc Québécois, of experiencing a leadership change in the coming years.
As for the Bloc Québécois, what's ahead for party leader Yves-François Blanchet?
It will be interesting to see, given that the provincial premier, François Legault, came out with unequivocal support for the Conservative Party. But the party leader there, Mr. Blanchet, owes a very big thank you to the English questioners who basically saved his bacon.
If we turn our eyes to the Greens, it appears that, you know, between all leaders, it's her position that is in most danger. Is that fair to say?
Not necessarily. There is such strong support in Canada for environmental issues, it would seem that the Green Party would be ill-advised to shed more blood than it already has over leadership.
Lastly, the People's Party, they gained support, but no elected official. Again, what do you think the future holds for this party?
They tripled their popular support from in the vicinity of 2% to in the vicinity of 6%. The leader, Maxime Bernier, is looking at this election as positioning himself as a future alternative.
That was Yannick Lepage speaking with political commentator Robert Frank. It may seem like the election is over, but ballots are still being counted in 18 ridings. In some ridings, there is a difference of only a few hundred votes, so we don't know who has officially won. There were record numbers of mail-in ballots and advance voting, so the final results may not be announced for a couple of days. The Canadian Association for Long-Term Care is asking Prime Minister Trudeau to give priority to seniors' care. They have a list of demands for improvements to long-term care that they say are vital during the pandemic. Curtis Savage has more on the story.
Trudeau's renewed administration from last night has many senior groups and support workers hopeful to see more funding from the government. Steve Besner, the owner of Seniors Choice Montreal, believes that it is always important to be thinking of the aging community, and especially now.
COVID hit us hard and hit the seniors community the hardest. And so again, a perfect time now to regroup and focus on seniors care in residences and at home.
Trudeau recently announced his plan to invest $9 billion into long-term care. As the election ended in a minority government for the Liberals, I spoke with Jody Hill, the CEO of the Canadian Association for Long-Term Care, about what a minority government means.
And, you know, I think it's really important that, you know, all elected officials really see this as a Team Canada approach. This is a nonpartisan issue. We're all affected by aging. And
one of Trudeau's promises from his campaign is to raise the minimum wage for support workers to $25. As we face a reset for the government, will the long-term care division of the health sector be a priority for the government? This is Curtis Savage reporting for Concordia News.
Public hearings begin today to debate the controversial Bill 96. The bill is intended to strengthen the French language within Quebec, which the Legault government claims is in decline. Sarah Dixon is here to present the initial arguments heard at the proceedings. So, Sarah, how are the proceedings going?
Well, the proceedings have only just started about an hour ago. The opening statements were given by Jeanette Galarneau, the president of the Office Québécoise de la Langue Française, and it was followed by questions by Simon Jolin Barrette, the Minister of Justice and the French Language.
How are these proceedings expected to affect Bill 96?
I mean, anything is possible, but François Legault's CAQ has support from almost 50% of the population, which allows him to push harder for this controversial bill to remain as is.
He has a lot of margin for maneuver. He has a mandate that's very strong. He looks unlikely to be unseated, and therefore it's entirely in his hands.
And should this bill pass, what sector is expected to be affected the most?
Well, the most concerning area thus far has been the effect on English CEGEPs, with the bill including caps on how many Francophone students will be allowed to attend them. The bill also aims to extend the uniform French test to English-speaking CEGEPs. The test is currently only required in French and Francophone CEGEPs, and this worries the Federation representing CEGEP students on future success rates for Anglo students.
Thank you, Sarah. A 77-year-old woman remains in uncertain condition after being hit by a car outside a polling station. At around 5 yesterday afternoon, a 51-year-old driver lost control of her vehicle. She hit 9 people who were waiting in line to vote outside Sunshine Academy in the West Island. The only serious injury was the 77-year-old woman. The other 8 victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries. This included a 5-year-old boy. Monday Night Football kicked off with the Packers rebounding with a win against the Detroit Lions. Habs fans can look forward to the return of a young hockey player this season. And it was a tough game last night for the Toronto Blue Jays. Here's Abigail Jersey with your sports news.
A fastball hit high in the air out to deep right center field. Kiermaier gets back to the wall. He stops. It's gone!
The Blue Jays are still in the run to get the wild card, but the Rays got a lot tighter in last night's game. The Blue Jays were ahead by 2, but the Rays shot back, beating them 6-4.
High fly ball deep left center field. And Salvador Perez has the Royals.
Kansas City Royals Salvador Perez broke Johnny Bench's home run record with his 46th home run in their win against the Cleveland Indians last night. Canada's women's hockey team is preparing for the Beijing 2022 Olympics and traveling to BC to play their junior men's teams at the beginning of October. Jonathan Drouin is coming back to the Montreal Canadiens after being on mental health leave since April.
It is to Aaron Joel trying to turn the corner. He does! Touchdown, Packers!
In Monday night's football game, the Green Bay Packers beat the Detroit Lions 35-17. After a hard week one, the Packers clapped back with this domination.
Levantaron pelota a un gol. Goal!
Last night's soccer game at Camp Nou between Barcelona and Granada resulted in a winless match 1-1. A tough game during tough times for Barcelona. That's it for sports.
If you wondered what our government would look like if elementary and high school students voted, it would be the same, but a little bit different. The Liberals would form a minority, but the NDP has proved to be popular among students. The Liberals won 117 seats and 24% of the popular vote, and the NDP formed the official opposition, winning 107 seats and 29% of the popular vote. Student Vote Canada collected over 740,000 votes from over 5,000 schools across the country. Today in entertainment, Primetime's favorite shows are back. An 107-year-old pianist keeps up her craft, and Concordia starts a school-wide mural campaign. Here's Kathleen Gagnon with the latest.
Live from Hollywood, it's season 30 of Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars kicked off its 30th season last night. Among the stars competing for the Mirrorball Trophy are Olympic champion Suni Lee, former bachelor Matt James, and controversial influencer Olivia Jade. YouTuber JoJo Siwa and her partner made history as the first same-sex couple to take the stage. Spice Girl Mel C danced the cha-cha to her throwback hit, Wannabe. Hosted by supermodel Tyra Banks, the show welcomed back longtime judge Len Goodman, who missed last season due to pandemic travel restrictions.
Oh,
Season 21 of The Voice premiered last night, debuting pop star Ariana Grande as the newest judge. Grande replaces Nick Jonas, joining coaches Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, and John Legend. The star-studded panel belted out Hold On and Aretha Franklin's Respect in the first performance of the season. That's the sound of 107-year-old Colette Mays. The Parisian pianist released her sixth album, performed on the Baby Grand in her apartment. Trained by virtuoso Alfred Cortot, she has been playing for over a century. The Concordia Students' Union, the CSU, launched MuralFest, hoping to kickstart student life on campus. After an open call, the CSU selected experienced artists to paint sections of the mural in line with the theme, while being through solidarity. Primed plywood canvases have been set up in common areas, encouraging students to get creative between classes.
The sun is staying for a while longer. Anyone clinging to summer should spend today and tomorrow outside. Rain is moving in and it's supposed to last for several days. Next week we'll see temperatures dropping as fall approaches. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Brianna Sherman.